is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, before we get into the stupid news of the day, the stupid national news of the day that broke last night that I think everybody was expecting now for at least a week and a half, before we get into that stupid news, we'll have some great insight on the stupid news. Don't worry. When it comes to the Trump indictment news that came out last night, lots of great audio to share with you here this morning. Sean Hannity's program last night, if you really only watch one thing to sum it up, Hannity had it. And we'll get you to some of the key highlights here this morning. But first, let's start with some more important news than the stupid national news of the day. As the radical left and this Soros-backed prosecutor continues to weaken America and undermine America and really to embolden the communist Chinese now as they continue to undermine our great country. Let's get to the important news first here. Montana Highway Patrol issued an update on the recovery of injured Montana Highway Patrol trooper Lewis Johnson. Now, we've got the story on our website. Great photograph as well. Photo taken by Jennifer Vernarsky Photography. Great photograph of Trooper Johnson and one of his kids there as he sits in the new mobility chair that he's now received. But anyway, the Montana Highway Patrol says this. Trooper Lewis Johnson is settling in at Craig Hospital in Colorado. His medical status continues to stabilize, and he completed treatment for the medical complications related to his chest wall injuries. Trooper Johnson now has less pain and has been able to focus more on his recovery and rehabilitation related to the injuries sustained in this incident. He has also started to use a manual wheelchair for mobility. Trooper Johnson is motivated and engaged with all members of his rehabilitation team. Thank you for your thoughts, prayers, and continued support of Lewis and his family. And then if you go to either the Montana Highway Patrol Facebook page or if you go to MontanaTalks.com right now, there's a link to the GoFundMe page if you want to contribute and help out the family through the GoFundMe page. But better yet, I would go and just send a check, you know, payable to Lewis and Kate Johnson. They've got a P.O. box number listed there. P.O. Box 356 in Chester, Montana. P.O. Box 356 in Chester, Montana, if you want to send any contributions to the family and help them out with all they're having to do going back and forth in Colorado and you know, meals, travel expenses, you name it, anything that might not be covered by the state. But, yeah, for those who don't remember, Trooper Lewis Johnson was run over by a criminal suspect during a pursuit in northwest Montana. Not only is he a highway patrol trooper, but his wife is a highway patrol trooper as well. And the sheriff's deputy, who basically is credited with saving Trooper Lewis Johnson's life, both of them served in the National Guard together. They both served in the military together. They've been friends. And that is the sheriff's deputy who is being credited with saving Trooper Lewis Johnson's life. So, yeah, good update there on the continued recovery of Montana Highway Patrol Trooper Lewis Johnson. Full story already on the Montana Talks app on your smartphone. All right, we'll get into the other news right after this.
Here is your Montana news. It was a straight party line preliminary vote in the Montana legislature on House Bill 862, which would restrict state funds for abortions to only limited cases. All 62 Republicans voted yes, and all 38 Democrats voted no. The measure would allow state monies for abortion only in cases of rape, incest, or when the woman's life is in danger. KTVQ reports that the current standard for state funding is if the abortion has been determined to be medically necessary. Low-income homeowners impacted by the 2022 flooding may soon apply for grants for repairs. Color 8 reports the USDA has the Rural Disaster Home Repair Grant Program available for folks who are located in the presidentially declared disaster areas only. Now, this includes Carbon, Flathead, Park, Stillwater, Sweetgrass, Treasure, and Yellowstone counties. Eligible applicants who have household incomes not exceeding the income limits may receive up to $40,675. Now, these grants are only available while funding lasts, so if you need it, apply at USDA as soon as possible. That's the Montana News Minute. I'm Travis Lee.
Here's a look at your real weather. for Billings and Bozeman. Cloudy skies start us off in the area today with some scattered light snow showers or flurries in some areas early as well. Otherwise, some sun develops later in the day as temperatures will top off at around 40 degrees in Bozeman to the mid-40s into the Billings vicinity. For tonight, we can expect partly to mostly cloudy skies. Low temperatures back in the upper 20s in Bozeman to around 30 into the Billings vicinity. The outlook for Saturday then does call for more clouds, some sunny breaks. Chances for a few rain or snow showers in the afternoon, mainly for the Bozeman area, as high temperatures on Saturday will stay back at about 42 degrees in Bozeman to about 52 in Billings. On Saturday night, chance for rain or snow showers turning into a few snow showers as lows will stay back near 21 in Bozeman, near 30 in
50% off is a limited time offer for new clients filing at participating locations. Max value $200. Visit jacksonhewitt.com/50 for terms.
Montana is talking here. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got a lot prepped and ready for you here this morning. And, you know, we'll never be able to get to it all. And you never know what direction we're going to go here because your phone calls will steer this show. That's how it goes. You know, the show is called Montana Talks for a reason. We start taking phone calls. You never know what direction the show is going to go in here. But obviously the news breaking last night, it's kind of remarkable at how unsurprising the news was. Kind of remarkable about how I think the country is angered by it. I think people they know what a threat and what a danger this political persecution is. They know how it undermines America. I don't know if most Americans know just how dangerous what took place last night really is for this country. To me, when I think about it, what's happening right now against former President Donald Trump, this unprecedented move to indict former President Donald Trump, that liberal prosecutor, on something from 7 years ago, this Soros-backed prosecutor who made it an election promise that he would indict Donald Trump. New York is an absolute train wreck right now. New York City is a mess. Who was it that made the point? Basically, it was Eric Trump on Hannity's program last night. You've got little girls getting murdered in Times Square. And yet, you know why you've got this liberal Soros-backed prosecutor going after Donald Trump on these absurd claims and these absurd charges here. But anyway, we've got Molly Hemingway audio. We've got, Sean Hannity. A portion of his program from last night. We've got President Trump himself. We've got Jimmy Failla on some other topics of the day. So we got a lot that we can get to here this morning. But let's start with the Montana reactions that I'm seeing thus far to this news. U.S. Senator Steve Daines released the following statement in response to the indictment of President Donald Trump. This statement came into our inbox last night. Senator Daines saying, quote, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's indictment of President Trump is politically motivated. Indicting a former president on what is normally a misdemeanor charge in New York is an unprecedented abuse of power requiring legal gymnastics and further undermines our country's trust in our most vital institutions. This action sets a terrible legal precedent and should outrage Americans no matter what their political persuasion. That's what Senator Steve Daines had to say. Meanwhile, Montana Governor Greg Gianforte, while violent crime in New York skyrockets and people fear for their safety, the Manhattan DA has focused his attention on his politically motivated indictment of former President Trump. This is yet another sad example of the left's efforts to put its thumb on the scales of justice, weaponizing our judicial system and eroding Americans' trust and faith in it. That was Governor Greg Gianforte who shared that message via Twitter. And I shot a note also off to Congressman Zinke and Congressman Rosendale's office as well to get their reaction to this news here this morning. Now, some GOP presidential candidates are calling this a dark moment in American history, and I think they're right. I think Molly Hemingway really summed up what is the bigger picture story here. There's a bigger picture story here than this Soros prosecutor in Manhattan, than Donald Trump, than Joe Biden. You remember the reactions when this disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan took place. And we had veterans on this show. We had veterans calling into this show. And they said, the blood is in the water. the sharks can smell the blood in the water. They sense this weakness coming from Washington D.C., coming from our national leadership. And what do the sharks do when they smell blood in the water? They start circling and then they attack. And we made this point that if it wasn't for this weak foreign policy, if it wasn't for this weak administration in Washington D.C., we wouldn't have had a war in Ukraine. And we wouldn't see this emboldening of American adversaries. And yet, what has the Biden administration done? They have gotten mortal enemies to unite. I know I've talked about this in the last couple of weeks a few times. This needs to, I don't know if does the everyday American citizen understand the weight of the situation, the seriousness of what is going on in the world right now, and the likelihood that this administration and these liberal prosecutors and the people who are tearing America apart right now with all of this nonsense, do they realize how what they are doing could likely pull America into World War III? Because the sharks smell blood in the water. The America's adversaries absolutely love the news that came out last night. America's adversaries are probably eating popcorn and eating ice cream and laughing their asses off right now as they watch these clowns on MSNBC rip this country apart with the weaponization of our own government being weaponized against the American people, with the weaponization of government being weaponized against Republican candidates for office. Because forget Donald Trump. Even if it's not Donald Trump, they will go after you. If you do anything to stand up against this establishment, to stand up against this deep state bureaucracy, if you do, I mean, the real weight of the situation of the news that came out last night, I know it was, for a lot of people, it was kind of unremarkable news because it's a joke. We all saw it coming. Find me the man, I'll find you the crime. That's exactly what they've been doing against Donald Trump now for the past 7 years. And so they continue to go after Donald Trump. They won't go after the communist Chinese who unleashed COVID-19 on the world. They're not doing anything to go after Putin. Joe Biden and his team have helped Vladimir Putin. They've helped Vladimir Putin with higher energy prices. They've helped Vladimir Putin by pushing China further into helping Vladimir Putin and
Russia. Chapel and Cremation Services, celebrating life since 1939.
With the Daybreak Ag Report on the Western Ag Network, I'm Lane Nordlund. Western ranchers who graze for a short time each year on federal land are very disappointed in a Biden administration announcement that came out yesterday. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association and Public Lands Council have expressed serious concern with the Bureau of Land Management's proposed rule titled Strengthening the Stewardship of America's Public Lands. That sounds like a good initiative, but ranchers say it would completely upend the BLM's multiple-use mandate and jeopardize the agency's ability to be a good partner to the ranchers who manage millions of acres across the West. Colorado rancher and National Public Lands Council President Mark Rober said the way that the Biden administration wrote and announced the rule yesterday was done in a covert way that ignores ranchers and their input.
It seems like it was done backwards. They rolled the plan out, and now they're engaging stakeholders. My past experience as a county commissioner, when you want to roll something out and you want stakeholder involvement, you usually do that the other way around and get input first. It appears that this was done totally in-house, and then they're trying to just rush it through, and that's disappointing to the livestock industry. We have always tried to be good partners with the BLM, feel a little bit betrayed. As far as the future, it doesn't set well right now, and the initial response is it could have been done a lot better.
Rober said that over the next 75 days, the BLM will have to answer some serious questions about their understanding of their multiple-use mandate and the value they place on their relationship with ranchers across the landscape. And while the Public Lands Council disagrees with almost every aspect of the new BLM rule, some of the changes included in the rule are items they've been pushing for quite some time.
You know, some things are caused by people in recreation. Some things are caused by wildlife, specifically horses and those type of things. So, you know, there's little parts of it we might even applaud. But overall, you know, we're just greatly disappointed and just rolling it on top of us, it felt like.
In a statement, U.S. Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming said that in the 1980s, extremists used tree spikes to try and stop responsible management of public lands. In 2023, they used decrees from Washington. To read more about this story, visit westernagnetwork.com. Ranchers, if you want cattle with maternal performance backed by genetics with maternal integrity, join Hooled Angus for their 7th annual production sale Saturday, April 1st, 1 p.m. at the ranch, Havre, Montana. Selling 53 densely muscled yearling Angus bulls and 3 2-year-old virgin bulls. Offering sons from OCC Joker, Legacy, and Hunter, bloodlines that produce functional fertile females of moderate size that hold up in tough conditions. Get online at frontierlivesale.com. The Hooled Angus production sale April 1st, 1 p.m. Havre, Montana. Visit HooledAngus.com for more.
We're excited to share that Northwest Farm Credit Services is now AgWest Farm Credit. AgWest is here to provide the financial services you need, a dedicated staff to understand your business, and the commitment to helping you grow your best future. It's how we've been serving farmers and ranchers for over 100 years. Grounded by tradition, inspired by possibility. Call or visit agwestfc.com. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
USDA's APHIS is extending the comment period on a proposal to strengthen animal disease traceability regulations originally announced on January 18th. The extension will give the public an additional 30 days to prepare and submit comments, which are now due on April 19th. Visit regulations.gov. I'm Lane Nordlund, Western Ag Network.
Serving the great state of Montana. From the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let me just give you a quick scan of some of the headlines I've got in front of me here regarding the Trump indictment. The liberal Soros-backed prosecutor in New York City who campaigned with a campaign promise that he would indict Donald Trump no matter what. Now the news has been announced last night that Donald Trump will be indicted. Anyway, here's the headlines in front of me here. Tristan Justice with TheFederalist.com. Every Republican presidential hopeful had better be ready for the Trump treatment. And he's exactly right. You think they liked John McCain? You think they liked Mitt Romney? You think they liked George W. Bush? You think they were fair to any of those guys that I just mentioned? Of course not. Oh, they liked Mitt Romney when he's attacking Donald Trump or taking a knee for the radical BLM movement. Oh, they liked John McCain when he was, you know, questioning George W. Bush or voting against George W. Bush's policies when George W. Bush was president. But then when John McCain became the presidential nominee himself, boy, the media turned on him, and they hated John McCain, and then they hated Mitt Romney. And now they love him again because he's undermining Trump. But anyway, every Republican presidential hopeful had better be ready for the Trump treatment. Let's see, thedailycaller.com, a dark moment in American history. GOP presidential candidates sound off on Trump indictment. FoxNews.com. Ron DeSantis says he will refuse any extradition request after the Trump indictment, basically calling it questionable circumstances that led to this whole absurd prosecution here. Nancy Pelosi roasted over Trump indictment tweet, saying he has a right to prove innocence at trial, when, of course, a cardinal principle of the justice system in the United States is the presumption of innocence. That's another FoxNews.com headline. Meanwhile, a couple from the Daily, another one from the Daily Caller here. Tucker Carlson says there is no coming back from the Trump indictment that suspended the rule of law. I like what Molly Hemingway had to say yesterday on Fox.
I think everyone does recognize that. This is a very sad day. One of the things that we used to be able to do in this country was have political differences without criminalizing those differences. Now, it is true that it was Trump who managed to change this, in that the last 6 years, this country has gone through hell because the left and powerful elites have been unable to accept the results of a democratic election, and they have been getting increasingly crazed in what they're willing to do to prevent further elections that they do not want. They're willing to destroy the country because of their hatred of this person. But what this isn't really even about this person, it's just really about anyone who threatens their power. Any Republican worth their salt will get this kind of treatment. Anyone who takes on the regime, anyone who doesn't, follow what they want in terms of where wars need to be started, every few years.
Yeah, spot on remarks by Molly Hemingway. And I think she hit what is the big picture here is they are willing to destroy this country because of their hatred for Donald Trump. Or maybe destroying this country is their real intention all along.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former President Trump in a statement calls himself a completely innocent person. He's now a criminal defendant, indicted by a grand jury in New York on charges under seal until his first court appearance that's expected early next week.
I've never been more angry about a charge because today the rule of law in the United States of America died.
Trump attorney Joe Tacopina on Fox says he's told there are 34 criminal charges involving business fraud and hush money payments before the 2016 election.
Democrats argue this indictment shows no one is above the law. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says in a statement, Mr. Trump is subject to the same laws as every American. He will be able to avail himself of the legal system and a jury, not politics, to determine his fate according to the facts and the law.
Fox's Madeleine Rivera, no comment from President Biden. It's the first time in history that an American president, current or former, has faced criminal charges. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, let me play you another audio clip from Trump lawyer Joe Tacopina. He was on Hannity's program last night. I think that's where this soundbite came from here. This comes from Sean Hannity's program last night. Joe Tacopina was there shortly after the news got announced that Trump would be indicted in this absurd political persecution by the Manhattan Soros-backed prosecutor. And Joe Tacopina summed it up.
That was Nazi Germany. That was Soviet Union, that was communist China, where you pick the target, the person you don't like, the political opponent, and then you find the crime. It's not that way in the United States. It never was that way in the United States of America. It's not supposed to be that way.
But of course, that's exactly what is happening right now. They have had a hatred for Donald Trump since he won the election. And just like the people that were crying on MSNBC, that were wailing and the gnashing of teeth that you saw and heard on MSNBC on election night in 2016, they have been gnashing their teeth ever since. And they have been looking for anything possible to try to tear this man down, to undermine the president of the United States. And in the process, they have undermined the United States of America. And they were willing to shut down this country and be tools of the communist Chinese after the communist Chinese unleashed COVID-19 so that it could undermine Donald Trump. But what they ended up doing was undermining the United States of America. And look at what is going on all around the world. And look at the weakening of America. Did you hear this news? Heck, my barber even asked me about this. And she said, what is going on out there? She said, did you hear what's going on with the BRICS? Did you hear about, Brazil, Russia, Iran, China, and some of these others and what they're now doing to make agreements? Like, they're going around America right now. America is weakened. Our economy has been weakened at the national level. Thankfully, we live in Montana, but they have absolutely weakened this country. And now, what are they doing? They want to throw Donald Trump in handcuffs. Now, Joe Tacopina was asked, well, will they actually put Donald Trump in cuffs? Anyway, I'll tell you about that here in just a second. But first, let's share some good news with you here. The good news is you might have a chance to win $355 million. That's right. The Mega Million jackpot is now $355 million. Nobody won the Mega Million jackpot on Tuesday. Here's the deal. You can purchase a ticket right now through your smartphone. This was never available in Montana before. It is now available in Montana. If you download the Mido Lotto app on your smartphone, that's MidoLotto.com, MIDOLOTTO, MidoLotto.com. You can download the app. You can get a free ticket right now, a free chance to win the $355 million. So again, it's MyDoLotto.com. It's available for both iOS and Android. That's how you say it for the Apple phones, right? Is it iOS or... Anyway, yeah, check it out, MyDoLotto.com. Your chance to win. You get a free ticket if you download the app. Finally available now here in Montana, so you don't even need to spend gas money going to the convenience store.
Attention.
Follow in this man's baby steps, and you too can give your debt-free scream. Dave Ramsey, each weeknight starting at 9 on News Talk 103.3 and AM 970.
Well.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
So I think the question that Sean Hannity threw to Joe Tacopina, Trump's attorney Joe Tacopina, was on with Sean Hannity's live show last night. And I think the question he asked him is, he said, well, what do you think? Are they going to make Donald Trump do a perp walk? Are they going to try to put him in handcuffs? And I've got an answer in the audio clip that I'm about to play for you here to one of those questions, but I think, because it's just a short audio clip thanks to our friends at Fox News Radio, but I think if I remember right, listening to the audio earlier this morning, I believe that Joe Tacopina said he doesn't think that they will actually try to put Trump in handcuffs, but he did say this.
I'm sure they're going to try and do that. Of course, everything they've done here is to gain attention. It's not for the right motives. There is no one that could ever convince me that this man was not just charged to affect the elections, the effect of free election in this country. And that's scary to me.
All right. So Joe Tacopina was responding there to the perp walk. He said, I don't think they'll try to put him in handcuffs, but what he just said there is, yes, they will absolutely try to make him do a perp walk, because this is all about campaigning. This is all about electioneering. This is all about interfering in the elections. I think President Trump referenced that very point in an earlier interview that he did with Sean Hannity earlier this week, where he basically pointed out that this is all about election interference. First, what is the reaction from former President Donald Trump after the news of this indictment came out last night? Let's see, Jeff in Billings raised a really good question just a few minutes ago. Jeff in Billings sent us a message on the Montana Talks app. He says, regarding the Trump indictment, I thought I heard yesterday morning in the Fox News updates that the grand jury was going to take a two-week break. And Jeff, yeah, I heard the same thing. And then Jeff added this, well, then it comes out in the evening that they indicted him. Was this a false statement leaked? Was it leaked out to throw people off of guard? You mean to tell me that these people might lie from time to time? You mean to tell me that these people might be conducting an influence operation against we the people? We've never seen that happen before, have we? Russia, Russia, Russia. All the COVID-19 propaganda. You know, oh no, we've never been lied to. We've never seen false statements leaked to the media just to try to pull off an influence operation off of we the people, have we? Anyway, this was the reaction for President Trump. These thugs and radical left monsters have just indicted the 45th president of the United States of America and the leading Republican candidate by far for the 2024 nomination for president. Trump added this. He says, this is an attack on our country, the likes of which has never been seen before. It is likewise a continuing attack on our once free and fair elections. The USA is now a third world nation, a nation in serious decline. So sad. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, by the way, Politico's playbook has a number of the reactions here. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said, quote, the weaponization of the legal system to advance a political agenda turns the rule of law on its head. It is un-American. The Soros-backed Manhattan district attorney has consistently bent the law to downgrade felonies and to excuse criminal misconduct. yet now he is stretching the law to target a political opponent. On that front, here is what Eric Trump had to say last night. I think Eric Trump was also on Sean Hannity's program. Like I say, Hannity had had the must-watch program last night with a 360 perspective on the Trump indictment news shortly after it broke. Here's what Eric Trump had to say.
There's so much theft and there's so much looting, there's so much homelessness and crime, but yet their attention is going after Donald Trump. Little girls are getting shot in the middle of Times Square. And you know what they're doing? They're going after Donald Trump. Give me a break.
Yeah, in fact, one of the other news stories here this morning is the fact that the New York Police Department, the beloved NYPD, who, you know, Donald Trump loves the NYPD, and you remember when Donald Trump would show up at an NYPD police precinct, the NYPD loved him back because he always had their back. And we know these liberal prosecutors and these liberal politicians have stabbed these NYPD officers in the back time and time again. Won't let them do their jobs, and the criminals run rampant. And you think about that, like Eric Trump just talked about that right there. They have had little girls murdered in the streets of Times Square. Rampant crime, rampant looting on Fifth Avenue. Not like we could really care much about Fifth Avenue. We're tired about the rampant looting of America that's been taking place. And yet, No. This is why they want to put the New York Police Department on high alert now.
New Yorkers may see more police on the streets today. The NYPD ordered all of its officers to report to work in full uniform in case they need to be deployed to deal with protests or other reactions to the indictment against former President Trump. A police spokesperson told Fox News last night, it's just in preparation for anything that could happen, that there were no credible threats. In New York, Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Yeah, but of course, what are the credible threats in New York City? What are the actual threats in New York City? A little girl getting gunned down in the streets in Times Square, of all places. Rampant crime, people being murdered on the subways, Asian Americans just walking down the street, peacefully minding their own business, getting sidecocked, punched in the face. Little elderly ladies being punched in the face and knocked over, knocked out cold in the middle of the streets. And not by white supremacists, by the way. That's the actual threat in New York City that they don't give a damn about right now. But they want to tear this punch country apart. They want to weaken America. They want to throw more blood in the water. They're on the back of the boat right now, just throwing buckets of chum out there. Just asking the sharks to attack this country. They're just throwing chum out there, and they're sinking the rescue boat at the same time. The great rescue ship known as America that has done more compassionate works of service and giving and charitable contributions to people that are struggling all over the world, or that gigantic rescue boat of America that they're trying to capsize with their wide open southern borders right now. And so here we are, we're in the rescue boat. And they're throwing chum out by the bucket load on the back of this rescue boat. Meanwhile, they're shooting holes in the bottom of the rescue boat. So we're all about to be swimming as the sharks are circling nearby. These people are literally doing everything possible to try to draw us into World War III here right now. Peter Ducey with Fox News has more on the reactions to this Trump indictment news that came out last night.
Nobody in this town is really saying Trump didn't do it. Instead, they are just arguing about whether or not he should be charged. Chuck Schumer says Mr. Trump is subject to the same laws as every American. He will be able to avail himself of the legal system and a jury, not politics, to determine his fate according to the facts and the law. President Biden has said in the past he would feel fortunate to run against Trump again, but President Biden hasn't made a 2024 run official. He actually hasn't said anything about this.
All right, more reactions here from Politico's playbook as well. Former Vice President Mike Pence, who is, you know, threatening to run against Donald Trump. So he, you know, but what was his reaction to it? He says the unprecedented indictment of a former president of the United States on a campaign finance issue is an outrage. Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, also a candidate herself. This is more about revenge than it is about justice. Senator Tim Scott out of South Carolina. This pro-criminal New York DA has failed to uphold the law for violent criminals, yet weaponized the law against political enemies. This is a travesty, and it should not be happening in the greatest country on earth. Vivek Ramaswamy saying, quote, it is un-American for the ruling party to use police power to arrest its political rivals. And I mentioned earlier, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis already shared his reactions to this, but Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Florida's Attorney General are both saying they're not going to take part in this. They will not support any joke of an extradition request.
Governor DeSantis previously served as a prosecutor. He understands that awesome responsibility that is trusted to a lead law enforcement executive like that. And so, you know, I think everyone felt last night what the whole country is feeling. This is a sad day in the story of the United States.
All right. And that was the Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody, that audio, thanks to our friends at Fox News Radio. Hey, you know, look, here's the deal. They are weakening our country. I mentioned they're trying to draw us into World War III. They're doing everything possible to, whether deliberately or not, by weakening America. Look, here's the thing. We want to buy made in America, but not even just made in America. We want to buy made in Montana. Tell you what, that's one of the things I love about Kyle Austin and his team at Farm 406. They've got Montana-made products on their shelves. EFX Sports, very cool. You know, they've got their All-American Pharmaceutical Manufacturing Facility. And they sell, and they're based in Billings, Montana, but they got their products going all over the world. Anyway, that's where I go to pick up my pre-workout those types of products, Montana made on the shelves at Farm 406. Check them out, 38th and Grand in Billings, or go to farm406.com.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
If you believe in equal justice under the law, and you believe in equal application of our laws, in other words, all laws, fundamentally, they're foundational, is the U.S. Constitution. If you believe in equal justice, you don't run like the AG in New York has ran on a campaign to get Donald Trump. And she has pursued and fulfilled her promise. And the same thing, we found a cut of Alvin Bragg promising to investigate Donald Trump when he was running for Manhattan DA. You know, and the sad thing is, they so hate this man, they're not going to stop. The worst three places for any conservative to be in court would be New York City, Washington, D.C., or Fulton County, Georgia. Those are the three worst.
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
War, inflation, and over $31 trillion in debt. It's looking like 2008 all over again. Millions of Americans watch their retirement savings disappear, while those who invested in physical gold and silver were protected. And if you have $50,000 or more in your IRA, 401k, or savings, you could be at risk again. Right now, thousands of Americans are using an IRS loophole to add physical gold and silver to their retirement savings. So call 855-815-GOLD to get a free gold IRA kit and learn how thousands are protecting their retirement savings with gold and silver. Protect your savings, and as a Sean Hannity fan, you could get up to $10,000 in free silver to do it. Goldco has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, thousands of customer reviews, and they've helped place over $1 billion in precious metals. We could be looking at a recession worse than 2008. So don't wait. Call Goldco today. Call 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Developing new energy sources presents many challenges. Two of the biggest ones are technology and cost, and they're interrelated. Taking advantage, for example, of geothermal heat from deep inside the Earth's crust requires figuring out how to drill holes that are as much as 10 or 20 kilometers deep if we want to produce energy at a utility scale. Then there's a problem of figuring out how to produce steam from a hot pipe sufficient to power a generator. But technical feasibility is just one dimension. How expensive it is to produce the energy, particularly in comparison to other sources of energy, is another. When new technologies cost multiples of what conventional methods can deliver, the ideas tend to stay on the shelf. Innovation and experimentation can, over time, change the situation. That certainly happened with other kinds of drilling, most notably the hydraulic fracturing used in oil production. There are interesting ways of saving money, such as locating geothermal production at the sites of retiring
Missouri and Illinois only.
Broadcasting from the Grizzly Gold and Silver Studios, trusted by the Northwest, Montana owned. Online at grizzlygoldandsilver.com.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana. Statewide, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Hey, it is Friday. Of course, Freedom Friday. Our friend George Blackard joining us every Friday in the 7 o'clock hour of the show. So looking forward to that. We like to take your phone calls as well when George is in the house for Freedom Friday. In fact, he's already in the house here for Freedom Friday. Look at that. It's like I say his name and poof, he just shows up right there in the studios. Definitely a good day to have George Blackard in the house, and always lift our spirits here when there's such crazy stuff in the news. So looking forward to chatting with him here. Let's go. I mentioned how Sean Hannity had a great lineup last night. The one audio clip I was really trying to find, but I couldn't see it anywhere, so it must not be available yet. Greg Jarrett from Fox News, I thought, gave the best legal insight and analysis to this absurd political persecution that this liberal prosecutor is pushing right now. But I couldn't find that one available yet. But here you go. Here's Hannity summing it up, and also mentions the news out of Florida.
Stormy Daniels has actually denied in writing the affair multiple times, in writing on, for example, January 30th of 2018. Quote, I am not denying this affair because I was paid, quote, hush money. I'm denying this affair because it never happened. And her signature. So let me get this straight. The DA in New York, in Manhattan, Alvin Bragg, dedicated thousands and thousands of hours, millions of tax dollars to a case surrounding what is a legal NDA over an alleged affair from 2007 that both parties deny, by the way, and based on allegations from an admitted liar, Michael Cohen, who is hell-bent and has been hell-bent for a while on getting revenge against his former boss. Look, make no mistake, this is not about an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement from 2016. Instead, what we are witnessing is a far-left prosecutor attempting to smear Donald Trump for political and personal gain ahead of the 2024 elections. Watch this.
Even people that don't like me are saying this is a terrible thing to do for a country. I don't know whether it helps or hurts. I can tell you, in my opinion, it's a new way of cheating on elections. It's called election interference. What they're doing is, if they can't win at the ballot box, because I'm leading everybody by a lot in the polls, for every Republican, frankly, and every Democrat by a lot, including Biden by a lot. And if they can't beat you that way, they're going to do this kind of stuff. This is never been done like this before in the history of our country to this extent. People are pleading with the prosecutor, don't do it, don't do it, it's wrong. Even Democrats, even people that traditionally are not exactly my fans, are saying, don't do it, because I didn't do anything wrong. I did nothing wrong.
Glenn Youngkin is supporting President Trump. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is calling the Trump indictment, quote, un-American, and announced that Florida will not cooperate with any extradition effort.
All right, there you go, Sean Hannity last night. Wyoming Senator John Barrasso said, quote, if it was anyone other than President Trump, a case like this never would be brought. Instead of ordering political hit jobs, New York prosecutors should focus on getting violent criminals off the street. And Steve Daines, Montana Senator Steve Daines, let's call this what it is, a political prosecution from a rogue DA who campaigned on indicting President Trump. The American people will see through this prosecutorial misconduct. Hey, I'll tell you what, if you ever get wrongly targeted and you need a good lawyer, you need somebody who's going to go to bat for you. Maybe it's a personal injury claim. Maybe it's a slip and fall. Maybe somebody hit your car and now you're dealing with a whole bunch of headaches as a result. You're going to need an advocate. You know, Trump's got lawyers. He's got some good lawyers now. You're going to need a good lawyer. If somebody wrongfully hits you or targets you, etc., go to MontanaAdvocates.com. These are Montana lawyers on the ground who want to fight for you. MontanaAdvocates.com. We've gotten a chance to introduce you to Wendy. She's a military veteran spouse, great gal who wants to be your advocate. You can get a hold of Wendy and her team at the Montana Advocates, 406-640-4444, 406-640.